This is an iHeart podcast.
Jesse Kelly Show. And yes, we still have 2 hours left of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email me your love, your hate, your death threats at jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Biden repeats misleading jobs claim. Okay, it's not a misleading jobs claim. It's a lie. He's lying. They lie all the time, but whatever. Let's focus on something a little bit different here. We get to the Trump heavy D stuff and college degrees losing a little bit of oomph and women and abortion and job cuts and all kinds of things. But I did want to do something here. I've brought it up before briefly, but I'm going to bring it up again. When we're not in a war, and most of the people alive today have never experienced a major war. Let me explain. I'm not obviously poo-pooing Afghanistan or Iraq. I was in Iraq. I'm not poo-pooing the sacrifices our men and women made over there with their bodies and minds and everything else. But American society as a whole, it's been a long time since the society had to consider the other side in a war. And this is what I mean. Even in Vietnam. In Vietnam, you weren't sitting there fretting about, hey, are the Viet Cong going to low crawl their way down an LA city neighborhood and start stabbing people? No. Or, hey, are the NVA going to send a tax sub over to New York City? No. It's been a long, long time since we've been in a war as a nation with somebody who can hit back at home. You know, we're used to bouncing around the globe, doing what we want. But the American people are going to be safe in the homeland. Even Korea, we were never in danger there, really. Not here. We were in danger there, but not here at home. And because we as a nation are so far removed from having actual threats at home, we don't pay it, and I'm just as guilty of this too, we don't pay it the proper amount of respect it deserves. And I do want to stress this, because we're about to have a tough talk. I'm talking about paying it the proper amount of respect and being mindful of it. That doesn't mean stressing yourself out about it. It's not what it means at all, because you can't stop these things. You can't adjust these things. You can't save us from these things. They are what they are, at least for the time being. We forget that American cities can burn too. We forget that American infrastructure can be attacked too, both physically and cyber-wise now. We forget that we can wake up tomorrow morning and the power grid is gone. If not permanently, gone for a week. I just saw a video the other day. I forget where it is in America. They had been without power for 4 or 5 days. There were people in fistfights at the dumpsters trying to find food. We forget that a modern war against a modern power can come home. It can come home wherever you are listening to the sound of my voice right now. It can come to your door. And I bring this up because there are some things happening that have me extremely concerned right now. And this Nord Stream gas pipeline thing happens to just pile on everything else. In case you're not aware, let's do a little recap of it. All right, you know about the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines. They run through the Baltic Sea. They go to Germany, in case, by the way, you keep hearing this term Nord Stream. Nord Stream, what are they doing? It's sending gas from Russia to Germany. That's what they do. It is a huge source of energy for Europe. It is a huge source of revenue for Russia. Well, you may even have forgotten about it by now. I'll be honest with you, I kind of did. There's so many news stories. How do you keep track of everything? A few months ago, all of a sudden we were treated to some video where there was this water bubbling on the surface of the Baltic Sea. And then you dig into it and find out somebody put some holes in these Nord Stream pipelines. And I need to clarify, this is not some little piece of one-inch PVC pipe that you picked up from Lowe's on Sunday because you're messing with your irrigation system. These are gigantic and extremely strong bits of pipeline. It wasn't a, oh, I dropped the rock and boo-booed the pipeline. No, if you're going to put big holes in these things, it has to be a professional job, especially if you're doing it underneath the sea. And we never got an explanation. Who did it? Who did it? I remember we came on the show, and that's all we said because we didn't know, but you did hear on this show that it was a professional job. Almost undoubtedly, it was a nation state of some kind that did it. Either the official military or spy organization of a nation state did it, or they outsourced it to some high-end mercenary group. That would easily be someone who could do it, but it was somebody who was a professional. And then today, we wake up to this news. This is from the Times of the UK, all right? According to Seymour Hersh, now you don't know who that is. He's 85 years old. He's been some investigative journalist for a long time. Now, the name journalist, just that title alone, automatically makes you want to vomit in a trash can, and I understand that, but you should know that this guy has broken huge stories throughout his career that have turned out to be accurate. This isn't some tiny internet blogger in a basement in his underwear. This is a guy with pelts on the wall, a guy who has reported things like the My Lai massacre in Vietnam that were attempted to be covered up, and he exposed them. It turned out to be true. So this is somebody with sources. This is somebody with information. This is somebody who woke up today and said the United States of America bombed the Nord Stream pipeline. That the CIA worked with the government on orders from the government to bomb the Nord Stream pipeline. And no matter what, I need you to hear me here, and we're not going to spend a bunch of time on it. Not because it's not important, but because there's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. We're just kind of stuck. You start bombing major revenue sources of another nation, that is an act of war. If it was discovered that Russia had come here and they were setting oil fields on fire in Texas, you would consider that an act of war. You would. Understandably so. So we're not already sending, we're not only sending Abrams tanks now to Ukraine, Abrams tanks that will be used to kill Russian soldiers. We now have been exposed, if this is true, again, we don't have concrete information, but it looks pretty true. If it is true, then this is an act of war against Russia, ordered by the White House. Now, maybe you're sitting there saying, Jesse, you don't understand. It's one journalist. It's one source. Let's not take it at face value. Okay, let's take it like Russia takes it. Russia got up today and they read this headline too. Russian intelligence already suspected us. So they already suspected us. Then they read the headline in the story. And then maybe they remember this little speech that the President of the United States of America gave before the whole Russia-Ukraine dust-up. And this goes back to something I've been saying over and over and over again. On top of it being hilarious talk radio fodder, the President of the United States of America, the Commander-in-Chief, not having a filter on his mouth because his brain is melting into goo, is something that can result in the death of millions and millions of Americans. This was Joe Biden not too long ago.
Let me answer the first question first. If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that exactly, since the project and control?
By the way, I'm going to let him finish. It's just about 5 seconds, but you heard the disbelief in her voice. Wait, what are you talking about? This pipeline goes from Russia to Germany. What do you mean you're going to What? You hear the confusion in her voice, and now you can hear the little pause in Joe Biden's voice because Joe Biden realizes he had a national security brief. I'm sure it was classified, top secret, only he announced it to the entire press corps because he doesn't have a functioning brain.
The project is within Germany's control.
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
Mm-hmm. Now you realize that all that stuttering and stammering, it's more than just funny little tidbits. We have a real problem on our hands here. I'm going to finish up my thought on this in just a moment. Then we'll get to the newest Trump Heavy D little spat. We're also going to get to you and your money. Because it's hard to know where to put it now. I had a little briefing this morning. It was actually from, it doesn't matter who it was from. Countries, whole economies, companies, they're all worldwide planning on having a recession this year. They are battening down the hatches, tightening the belt, whatever term you want to use for it. So what do? You don't want to lose another 30% in the stock market like you did last year. What do? You got to do something. Real estate, man. Real estate. The boys at Done For You Real Estate, the anti-communists at Done For You Real Estate, they'll do it all. It's right there in the name. They'll find the markets. They'll find the properties. They'll vet them. They'll get you the financing. They'll get it insured. They handle everything. They even manage the closing and the rental process. You sit back and make money because you bought something you can touch and feel. Do something with your money. DoneForYouJesse.com, all right? DoneForYouJesse.com. Protect your money.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and let's move on from World War III and the State of the Union, and let's do a little state of the race when it comes to the 2024 presidential primary. Because again, we were talking about Joe Biden and his speech, and you can tell a lot about what somebody doesn't say, right? What they don't say tells you a lot. Well, the GOP response, you know, there's always a response from the other party after the State of the Union, was given by Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She did, I thought, fine. There was a lot of this.
I'm the first woman to lead my state, and he's the first man to surrender his presidency to a woke mob that can't even tell you what a woman is. In the radical left's America, Washington taxes you and lights your hard-earned money on fire. But you get crushed with high gas prices, empty grocery shelves, and our children are taught to hate one
another. Okay, she did good. She thought she did very good. But there's something she didn't do that has the Trump world a little bit perturbed. And we're going to talk about that here in just a moment. Just one final thing on that. I just want to put a bow on this pipeline. If we sabotaged it, what do I think Russia will do here? I don't know. I don't want to answer that question. They're not going to shoot missiles into the cities. They can shut down pipelines. They've done it before. Shut down power grids, water, sewer. How do you think you'd do if you couldn't go to the faucet and get clean water anymore? There's something to think about. All right. So Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Some people in the Trump world today, friends of mine, are very displeased with her. They are displeased that she gave a rebuttal. I believe it was about 12, 13 minutes. She gave a rebuttal and never brought up Donald Trump's name in any way. She even talked about some things where she was doing something with Trump, but she left his name out. So it was, let's be clear about this. It was intentional. It was not an accident. It's these people, when they give these speeches like this, it's a huge opportunity for a politician, for any politician, to give the State of the Union rebuttal. Even getting chosen to do so is a huge honor, but it actually comes with a huge risk as well. A lot of young up-and-comers have really kind of derailed their aspirations by blowing it. Remember Rubio? Rubio gave his State of the Union, and he was obviously very, very nervous, so his mouth kept getting really dry, and he kept drinking out of a water bottle, and it became like a thing. I remember Trump just savaged him for the water bottle thing in the primary last time. You remember Bobby Jindal? Bobby Jindal was governor of Louisiana, another one of these young up-and-comers, woohoo, going to be president, just bombed the State of the Union response, and soon it was no more Bobby Jindal. So it's something they take seriously. When the Sarah Huckabee Sanders camp found out that she'd been chosen, I'm sure they lobbied for it, nothing wrong with that, they sat down and they started writing, whether it was her or her and her team, who knows, you start writing. You don't do the whole Jesse Kelly, just let it fly and never write anything down thing for something like that. Now, would I? Yes. I would just let it fly. But I just do things differently. So they went over this and they wrote this. And then they went over it again. And then they went over it again. And then they went over it again. So there were no accidents in this. Every word was selected. Every sentence was mapped out. And Donald Trump's name didn't make it into the speech. Now let's look at this from both sides, because we're about to do a whole lot of this as we continue to analyze the 2024 primary, because it's fun and it's spicy and it creates emotions in you and me, and these things are important. Okay, let's look at it first of all from Trump's side. Maybe you're a Trump fan. Trump's people are upset, and I get it. Trump's people are saying things. One of my buddies texted me earlier. He said, you wouldn't even know who this woman was, Jesse, if it wasn't for Donald Trump. That's maybe shortchanging her a little bit. This is a very accomplished, very impressive human being from what I understand. I've never met her. But the point is valid. Without Trump making her a feature, making her a face, making her a voice of his administration, she's not governor of Arkansas today, that's for sure. Maybe you'd know who she was, but that really helped launch her. So, okay, that's a very, very fair point. That's a very fair point, in my opinion, from Trump's people. As far as Sarah goes, haven't asked her about it. Like I said, I don't know her. I'm not pretending to have inside knowledge with her camp. I have inside knowledge with Trump's camp and inside knowledge with Heavy D's camp. I don't know anybody in Sarah Huckabee Sanders' camp, or if I do, I don't know it. So let me just approach it from what I think. I think Sarah Huckabee Sanders is simply holding on to her cards for a while. But that is, I don't want to say that's bad news for Trump. It is a bad indicator for Trump. And it's a bad indicator for Trump because for the past 6 years, Trump has ruled over the GOP. It's not just that he was the most popular Republican. He's still the most popular Republican. He was so popular and just so powerful with the GOP primary voters that if Trump backed you, it could launch you into office. And if Trump hated you, it was the kiss of death. But clearly the bloom is off the rose with some of that. I still believe he's the most popular Republican in America, but there's a difference between being the 90% Republican and the 60% Republican. I think Sarah Huckabee Sanders choosing to withhold Trump's name is just another indicator. People out there, they think he's the 60% guy. Trump's people are mad about that. I understand that completely. I think that's what you saw. And I think there's something else to it, and I think this has to do with the Trump Heavy D thing, and we're going to get into this in a moment. This whole thing may offend you. You may love it, but either way, we'll get to that, and we're going to get to emails and everything else, and we're going to get to your crappy cell phone service too. You know what I hate about cell phones? One of the main ones, is the contracts. They lock you into these contracts. Oh, sure, no. You can have that phone. $10 a month. You just have to stick around for 3 years. You know, Pure Talk doesn't do that to you. They're so confident in their patriotic cell phone service. Same 5G network as one of the big guys. They don't lock you into a contract. Shoot, they'll give you your money back at Pure Talk. Where else can you hear that ever? Pure Talk. It's not just putting your money where your morals are. It's just smarter. Why are you locking yourself in? It takes 10 minutes. 10 minutes to switch? You pick up that cell phone right now, you probably already have it in your hands. Maybe you're listening to me on it. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly.
He was just a hired man.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I cannot wait to get to this story about the Taliban. Michael and Chris just dug up some great story about the Taliban. Have you ever had a story about the Taliban that's going to make you smile? No, you haven't, but you're about to get one right now. You're about to get one now. It's great. Well, no, not right now. Right now, I got to do a couple things first. Okay. So we just went over the Sarah Huckabee Sanders kind of Trump. I don't want to call it a spat, whatever. There's tensions there, and I understand both sides. Now let's go to something. Look, my email inbox is full of strong opinions both ways about Trump, DeSantis, their latest little thing. So let's just dig into it. In case you didn't know, Trump went to social media and essentially posted a meme or whatever. He posted something that accused Ron DeSantis of grooming high school girls. Okay, so that's pretty ugly, right? It's pretty ugly. It's what he did. Ron DeSantis got up today and kind of responded, but not really. This is what he had to say.
And I'd also just say this. I spend my time delivering results for the people of Florida and fighting against Joe Biden. That's how I spend my time. I don't spend my time trying to smear other Republicans.
Okay. Now, I am not actually going to get into the right or wrong of this because I don't care. Remember, I don't care. I want them to fight. I know it's going to be an ugly fight. I know there's going to be mud thrown around. I am desperately afraid that my country is imploding before my eyes. I care about my sons and their sons and their sons after them. I don't give a crap about Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis, either of them, neither of them. I care about my country. So if it's going to be one of those two who leads, that's fine. That's fine. I'll follow. Go. I'll vote for you. I want the best, toughest guy who can take on the communists. Throw all the mud you want at each other. I don't care. I'm not saying that's how you have to see it, but I want you to understand what you're seeing. If you're on Team Trump, you have no problem with this whatsoever, whatever. Trump's a junkyard dog. That's probably why you're on Team Trump. That's why he does what he does. If you've switched over to Heavy D, and you probably love his answer, and you're mad at Trump about the whole thing, maybe you're saying things like, that's out of line, but let me caution you on that for a moment. Maybe it is out of line. I don't know. I don't try to grade like that. I consider politics a contact sport anyway. But maybe for you, that really is. That's way too far. Maybe it's over the line. Maybe you're mad about it. Okay, fine. Let's say I give you that. Maybe it's over the line. Ron DeSantis, if he's going to lead the GOP, potentially be president of the United States of America, do you think he's going to have to withstand some attacks that are over the line, out of line, inappropriate, dishonest, whatever word you want to put on it? He wants to lead the nation. That's what it's going to take to lead the nation. You're going to have to withstand that kind of stuff. But remember what you're seeing. Doesn't matter which team you're on. Maybe you're on neither team like me. But remember what you're seeing. A fighter, an MMA fighter, UFC, an MMA fighter. If I walk in to fight Chris, we're going to fight in the cage. And I've spent my entire life kickboxing. I'm a kickboxer. That's what I do. Chris, he spent his entire life wrestling. He's a wrestler, high school champion, all those things. And we get in that cage. It's really, really important that I keep the fight on my feet. I want to sit there and I want to trade punches and kicks with Chris because I'm a kickboxer. That's what I do. Oh, by the way, I'm not a kickboxer. This is just a hypothetical. Chris needs that fight to go down to the ground because he's a wrestler. That's what Chris does. Get it down to the ground. You fight the fight you want. What you're seeing right now is Donald Trump trying to do what has worked for him over and over and over again. I see a lot of people saying Trump's an idiot for this. Trump's an idiot. Trump's an idiot. I'll get to that in a moment. You can call him an idiot all you want. Donald Trump wants to drag you into the mud to have a vicious fight with him because that's what he likes. That's what he's good at, and that's his realm. And he has been 100% successful at that. Virtually every Republican, whether it was the last primary or after he got elected, didn't matter who it was. If you were a Republican and Trump wanted to muddy you up and you wanted to try to do the "I'm above all that" thing, he would find a way to muddy you up. Remember what a choir boy Rubio was? No, we're not going to get into that petty stuff. None of that petty stuff. And then they started him and Trump going back and forth about their size of themselves. I'm not going to go into the details. There are kids listening. Remember how petty and immature and small that was? Well, the second Rubio began to go back at Trump about the size of any part of their physical body, he lost. It wouldn't have even mattered if he had won that little burn war. The second you climb off the podium and get down in the mud, you've lost. Because now you're in the mud with a junkyard dog who wants to be in the mud. He's already beaten you. What you're seeing out of Trump, whether you like it or hate it, put the motion aside for a second, whether you love it or hate it, this kind of the real personal stuff, real nasty stuff him and his team are throwing out there, he's trying to bring the fight to his style. It's a style. This is how he wants to fight. Love it, hate it, I don't give a crap, but that's what he's doing. He needs Ron DeSantis to stop doing what Ron DeSantis has currently been doing. Every time Trump has done something like this so far, Ron DeSantis has simply gotten up and said, I'm not getting into that. Look at the scoreboard. I'm not getting into that. Look at the scoreboard. Not getting into that. Look at the scoreboard. I'm governor. Not my problem. That ain't going to work for Trump. That means DeSantis is fighting the fight he wants to fight instead of the fight Donald Trump wants to fight. Trump needs to drag him in. A lot of DeSantis people, maybe this is you, are, in my opinion, a bit... I would say this. Trump people and DeSantis people are both overconfident about one thing, in my opinion. The DeSantis people are overconfident that he'll be able to withstand this. Every other Republican has thought the same thing. Every one of them. Oh, I won't get into that with him. Not going to do that with him. And every single other Republican ended up doing that with him, climbing down into the mud. Trump will keep needling. He will keep prying until he finds that thing that Ron DeSantis simply can't stay quiet about. And every guy has that thing. We're full of pride, right? It's who we are. Remember Trump's first shot at Heavy D? It was a dumb move by Trump just because of the timing of it. He blasted him right after the election when Florida was all we felt good about. But remember what he brought up in that blast? Remember what he brought up? DeSantis' wife. Trump's famous for that. Did it with Cruz, too. Brought up his wife. Why? Is Trump some malicious person that hates his wife? No. He's trying to goad him into it. And what can goad a man into it like bringing his wife up, right? It didn't work. But I'd say the Heavy D people were probably a little overconfident just because it hasn't worked yet. They think it never will. Now, that said, I will say that I believe the Trump people, and I believe this firmly, are overconfident in something, and it could be a problem. It could be a problem. I will tell you what that something is in just a moment. Either way, allow me to leave you with this. We'll get to the Trump people in a second. Just a little PSA. We're going to have a nasty primary. I don't care whose camp you're in. I've made my points very, very clear. I'll tell you who I decide to vote for whenever I do, but I've made my points very clear. Be careful making enemies with your friends now throughout the primary. You want to make enemies at the communists, fine. You want to have a hard-fought primary, fine. But there are acquaintances, friends of yours. Maybe they're backing DeSantis and you're a Trump guy. Maybe they're backing Trump, you're a DeSantis guy. Make sure they're still your friends when it's over. Doesn't mean you can't argue. Just make sure they're still your friends. Feelings get hurt easy when it comes to politics out here. Now, let's talk about your low T levels hurting your feelings too. Have you found yourself, fellas, watching girly movies and crying more? Is your voice starting to sound like Bill Gates?
What do you say to the charge?
See, this is the interviewer.
You are a climate change campaigner, but
now,
you also
next is
going to
come Bill Gates.
Jet.
Do you want to sound? Do you want to sound like this?
Well, I buy the gold standard.
Do you have the male vitality stack from Chalk yet? Had another email today. Jesse, thank you for the recommendation. Been taking it for 90 days. I feel fantastic. That is from Travis. Testimony after testimony after testimony. Wait, they're testimonials, not testimonies. Testimonials from people who love it, from ladies who love the female vitality stack. Look, don't get either of those, but go get natural herbal supplements. You will feel better. Whatever's ailing you, aches, pains, lungs, heart, don't care. Go to Chalk.com, promo code Jesse, gets you 35% off the subscriptions. Chalk.com, promo Jesse. I will be back to tell you what Trump's people are overconfident in.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, reminding you not only can you email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's obvious. If you miss any part of the show, you can download it on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. I got a phone call today, by the way. Quick note on that. I'll get back to the Trump people thing in a second. Got a phone call today from the Suits. Thank you is all I have to say. This is a time where, for whatever reason, there are a bunch of different shows across the country that are struggling or stumbling this way and stumbling in that way. You just set a record, a download record for the Jesse Kelly Show. What's wrong with you? I love you. Thank you. So that's going very, very well. That's going very well. We're not going anywhere. I'll put it that way. Now, I was talking about the Trump versus Heavy D spat, just giving you an update on it. And I brought up the blind spot I think the Heavy D people maybe have, or something they're overconfident in, that he won't ever get in the mud with Trump. He shouldn't. I don't know if he'll be able to resist that. That's tough. I think the Trump people were maybe overconfident in something too. I think the Trump people are overconfident in this method of attack and how appealing it still is. Remember something. One of the most successful comedians in the history of stand-up comedy, was Andrew Dice Clay. Do you remember Andrew Dice Clay? Kids, don't you dare go listen to Andrew Dice Clay. It's very, very, I'm serious. It's not even that funny, by the way, but it was really, really, okay, Chris, it was a little bit funny. I don't want the kids to listen, okay? So I have to stop, Chris. Anyway, don't listen, kids. But it was very, very vulgar, very kind of like, hey, tough guy type comedy type thing. But you know what's wild about it? Go look at Andrew Dice Clay's thing. He had a very specific shtick that he did. The New York tough guy, leather jacket, smoking a cigarette, women, that kind of thing. He was so gigantic, he sold out Madison Square Garden. That's very, very difficult for a comedian to do. You know, the Rolling Stones can sell out Madison Square Garden. Stand-up comic, not so much. Andrew Dice Clay was big for about 15 minutes. And then, I think it was like a year. It was like a year or two. And then, he didn't change. Everyone just kind of got over it. It was such a strong shtick, that everyone kind of got over it and moved on. And even huge Andrew Dice Clay fans didn't go buy his next CD. Listen, kids, we used to have CDs that we had to buy, all right? And before that, we had tapes we had to buy. Anyway, but eventually, it just kind of got repetitive and not interesting anymore. I understand the Trump method, the mudslinging method, and I don't judge. I don't care. It's politics. It's a contact sport. This kind of stuff, I think Trump's people, I think they're a little bit overconfident in how effective it is and how appealing it still is. Just because it worked against Jeb Bush in 2015 does not mean it will work against Ron DeSantis almost a decade later. That doesn't mean Trump has changed. Populations change. The voters change. What people want change. I don't care about this either way. It doesn't bother me, but I'm not so sure this is as effective as the Trump people like to think it is. So that's all. Look, we'll keep you updated on this stuff. Did you hear what Nancy Mace said today? Not a big Nancy Mace fan. She's that kind of useless Republican congresswoman. But they brought in the Twitter board today. And it was all about censorship of Hunter Biden and the laptop and all these things. But did you hear what Nancy Mace said about the vaccine today? Ow.
But I have effects from the vaccine. It wasn't the first shot, but it was the second shot that I now developed asthma that has never gone away since I had the second shot. I have tremors in my left hand, and I have the occasional heart pain that no doctor can explain, and I've had a battery of tests. I have great regrets about
She has asthma now, which she didn't have before, tremors, and heart pain. Man alive. It is it's pretty sad where we are here as a country. It's sad because when I hear stories like this, what I do is I take a step back and I remember just how many different parts of the system were lying to you at all times from the very beginning of COVID, from the second it got here, from our politicians, Republican and Democrat, to our doctors, to our news media, to our entertainers, to the CDC, to the FDA, to the Pfizer's, they were all lying all the time. And it's one thing to come on talk radio and talk about, hey, you're a liar, they lied, you're a liar. It's another thing entirely when you hear these stories and you email me these stories about the pain and suffering that you have gone through because of lockdowns, because of school shutdowns, because the vax hurt you, because you couldn't bury your dad. Because when you hear these stories, man, that sucks. And I guarantee there are so many people right now listening to the sound of my voice who also did what they were told to do, what their government told them to do. The CDC told them to do it. Trump told them to do it. Biden told them to do it. Governors told them to do it. DeSantis told them to do it. All these different, and all, by the way, everybody I just named did tell them to do it. You went out and you got your injections just like you were told to do by the people you trusted. And now you have an injury because of it. And you feel like you have been wronged. And let me just tell you, you have been wronged. And in case you're one of the people out there, there aren't many of you, but some, in case you're one of the people out there who gets mad that I won't pick a team, Team Trump, Team DeSantis, Team Haley, Team this, I won't pick a team. I will tell you, the COVID stuff is a big reason why I won't. I dislike pretty much all of them, if I'm being honest with you. Why? Look, maybe I'm jaded because I'm sitting here looking at, I haven't thrown them away. I won't throw them away. You know what this is? This is a stack of, I don't know how many, thousands of stories I have from you and how our COVID response hurt you. Jesse, I had to say goodbye to my mom over Zoom. Jesse, my son doesn't speak anymore. Jesse, this, Jesse, that. Maybe I've read too many, but this is why I'm not on anyone's team, because I remember every one of you who did this to us. Every one of you, Republican and Democrat. And don't ever expect me to wave your pom-poms if you took part in it for even a minute. Don't ever expect me to wave your pom-poms. Stop calling the show. All right. So I got a little heated there. I'm done with it. We're done with that. Let's have a fun Taliban story. You ever had a fun Taliban story? You're about to. Before we get to that, maybe we should talk about all the weapons the Taliban currently have of ours. That's a little disheartening, isn't it? Let me ask you, your personal situation right now. Do you have a weapon? Do you have a weapon on you? That guy you're looking at sitting across in traffic right now, are you 100% positive he's not about to go into some kind of drug-induced psychotic rage and pull out a crowbar and come beat you to death? Are you 100% sure that guy walking down the hall as you work here late at night in the office doesn't have bad intentions towards you? Do you have a hero gun or a hero arrow on you within arm's reach at this time so you can stop a bad person? Go to hero2020.com. It's non-lethal. You don't need a concealed carry permit. You don't have an excuse. It's non-lethal. No one's going to die, but you're going to live. Hero2020.com, code Jesse, gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. We'll be back.
This is an iHeart podcast.